Warehouse picking and packing. In picking, workers retrieve stock from its storage locations to fill orders. Exhibit 4-15 revisits the order flow to show where picking fits in. Exhibit 4-15. Warehouse processes and order flow. Picking is typically the highest cost warehouse process. In distribution centers, efficient and accurate picking has a direct effect on warehouse costs and the company's competitiveness and reputation for customer service. According to Richards and Warehouse Management, the cost of an inaccurately picked order can range from $59 to $95, taking into account the additional labor of receiving the incorrect order from the customer and repeating the order filling process. Actual cost depends on the market and product types. Honeywell reported a cost of $59 per mispick, or $400,000 annually. In addition, mispicks increase potential for loss of business from incorrect/incomplete orders. The stakes are high for the picking process. The way picking is performed depends on the characteristics of the products being picked, volume and density, awkwardness of shape, fragility, need for security, the types of orders, the number of SKUs in each order, and the number of items per SKU, the types of warehouse operations, the anticipated cycle time from placement of the order to shipping, and a number of environmental factors. For example, in the U.S., where developable land is more available, most modern warehouses have only one level, with perhaps mezzanine levels or half floors in parts of the structure. In areas with urban density levels, warehouses may have multiple floors and different systems for transporting goods from upper levels. When labor is ample and cheap, manual picking may be more economically attractive than automated picking. For products with shelf lives, for example, foods, health and beauty products, the crew must rotate the product to ensure that the oldest product is picked first by using the first expiry, first out, FEFO, picking method. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary notes that the traditional first in, first out method, or FIFO, is not useful in modern warehousing since shelf life may vary among lots for the same SKU because of different processes. Picking and packing under shelf life conditions can take other forms, but the intent is to ensure products can be turned over in a way that ensures compliance with quality and safety requirements. Picker-to-part versus part-to-picker systems. In a part-to-picker system, the pick location is brought to the order picker, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. An example of a part-to-picker system is a carousel bringing pick slots to a stationary picker, generally in bins or cases on racks, perhaps using a put-to-light system. Another example are autonomous mobile robots, AMRs, that bring a full shelf of goods to the picker. Exhibit 4-16 shows a carousel and Exhibit 4-17 shows an AMR. Exhibit 4-16. Part-to-picker example, carousel. Exhibit 4-17. Part-to-picker example, AMRs. In a picker-to-part system, the picker goes to the product location, ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, using tools such as forklifts, order-picking trucks, or carts. A key tool here is the picking list, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a document that lists the material to be picked for manufacturing or shipping orders. The picking list is organized to support the primary criterion, for example, sequencing order lines by location or grouping adjacent SKUs. There are a number of methods of picker-to-part that are discussed more elsewhere, but here is a list of options. Paper pick lists. Pick by label, printed labels to apply to picked items. Pick by scanning, for example, barcode scanning, radio frequency identification scanning. Pick by voice. Pick by vision. Pick by light. Automated picking systems. Pick and pack. Packing during picking. Exhibit 4-18. Warehouse processes and order flow. The picker may perform packing as an immediate step after picking, which is called a pick and pack process. This could involve picking eaches directly into a pre-labeled shipping carton or simply applying shipping labels to cartons that are to remain sealed. Having pickers also perform packing may make for one less materials handling step, but pickers can no longer focus exclusively on picking, so it may reduce throughput. Packing as a separate process is addressed elsewhere.